Mesechtas Menachah is Daf Lamed Tes, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara will now continue to discuss the halachos of tzitzis. And we previously saw that the pasuk in Pasha Shlach in the Pasha of Tzitzis states, "V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil techiles." And in Pasha's Kisetze, the pasuk tells us, "Gedilim tasalach." And we already defined that the word psil refers to the hanging strings, and the word gedil refers to the braided portion of the tzitzis. We also previously mentioned that although initially when one makes tzitzis, the share of the length of the strings from the point after they are tied to the beged is 12 etzpais, or the width of 12 thumbs. We saw that according to Rabbi, Rabbi explained our Mishnah, the Yigadim Tchilas v'koy lovon, the Yigadim lovon v'koy tchilas lesson bar. As he continued, the Amri b'nei Rav Chiya, gadumi tchilas kshirin v'gadumi ezel kshirin, that the children of Rav Chiya taught us, that if after the tzitzis were made properly, and then according to Rashi, either all of the lovon or all the tchilas strings become ripped, ripened, loaded knot that is furthest away from the beged, then the tzitzis would still be kosher, and the Gemara felt that there has to be still some sort of shear, and therefore the Gemara asked for kamish shear gadumin, and Amar Bam Duri Amar Shmuel kedei la'anvon, that enough of the string has to remain that one would be able to make a slip knot. Our Gemara will now continue with a member of Rava. Rashi points out that even though it was Rava that actually said our Mishnah would be going according to this member of the Bnei Reb Chiya, however Rava would be chaylik on this member of Bam Duri in the name of Shmuel, that there is still a requirement for gadumin, and the shear is kedei la'anvon, and Rava holds that there is no shear for gadumin, and according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, even if all of the lavan, all of the tchilas strings get ripped off, and according to the Ri, even if all the lavan as well as all the tchilas strings get ripped off right below the knot, and there's nothing remaining there, then the tzitzis would still be kosher. And our Gemara now continues, Amar Rava, Shema Mino, Tzarech Liksha, Kol Chulio V'Chulio, the Isak Dektach Loi Tzarech, Hada Amar Bnei Rav Chiya, Gadumi Tchilas Kshirin, V'Gadumi Ezu Kshirin, Kivin Nishtari Lei Loi, Ishtari Lei Kula, and Rava wants to bring a raya that since the Bnei Rav Chiya stated that Kodume Tcheles HaKshirin, it must be that we hold when a person makes the Chuyais, which are all the individual sections of the Gdil, which is the braid, after every single section, they must make a knot in order to make sure that each Chuyah and the braid doesn't unravel. And certainly there is no question that the last knot that we make, which is right next to the strings of the tzitzis, and furthest away from the Beged, that certainly one must make that knot, as Rashi will hold on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Kesha Elyon Midraisa, that this Kesha is actually Midraisa based on Halacha Lamed Shmisinai, however, since Rava does not agree with Shmuel, and he doesn't hold that the Shir Gadumin is Kedela Anvon, he holds that the Bnei Rav Chiya taught us that even if the tzitzis or the Gadumin was actually cut right below the knot of the tzitzis, that it would still be kosher. Certainly, if there are no strings that are sticking out beneath the knot, then certainly that knot would unravel. Then, if there are no other knots between each section, then all of the sections would unravel. And if so, how would it be possible that Bnei Rav Chiya would paskin that gadume tchelas akshirin, that if you have gadumin of tzitzis, then it would still be kosher? And it must be because one had to tie a knot between each and every section. Therefore, even if that gadumin would actually unravel the last knot, but it would not be able to unravel the rest of the knots, therefore the tzitzis would be kosher. And keep in mind that this raya of Rava really only teaches us that it has to be at least one other knot, aside for the knot that's furthest away from the beged, as once it would reach that point, then it would no longer unravel. However, once we see that there's a requirement for a knot next to the chulia, then it must be that you have to have a knot next to each chulia. And also keep in mind that this din of Rava is only going based on the shita of Rav that we'll see in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, holds that tzitzis must have braids, and if you don't have any chulias, then the tzitzis would be pasul. However, according to the shita of Rav Rabbi Chana that holds that there's no requirement to have any chulias, certainly Rava's raya is not a raya, even if there would not be any knots between the chulias, even if the gadumet chelis would be right next to the last knot, and it would unravel the last knot, it would still not be an issue, as even if there would not be any chulias, the tzitzis would still be kosher. However, I in the bottom tesis, the maskal kimin ishtri chad, ishtri kulu, the ain kan gadil, and tesis states, vafidlu mat da'oma, ikadil oi psil, muchach shapir, da filu psil leka, da seifin libol, and tesis holds that once they will unravel, then all the strings will actually fall out, and therefore the raya of Rava is even according to the shita of Rava Babachana, and tesis continues, vle muchach midi, al bayik sharachina, however, zok tesis, av and as we previously explained, and keep in mind that even according to Rabbis Havmina, that there would not be a requirement to have a kesher between all chuyas, certainly one would have to take the actual string that they're making the chuyas with, wind it through the loops in order to make sure that the chuyas would not detach. However, Rabbis Rai is that would not suffice, and one would have to make a proper knot, and would actually have to make a double knot like we make on our tzitzis. Before we continue, let us see the bottom two Rashis, as Rashi states, Shema Mina, Mida Amri Bnei Rav Chiya, Gadume Techilas Kshirim, Tzarech Likshal Kol Chulya V'chulya, Chulya Mefarish L'Kamon, Kishyakav Chushal Gadil, Shleish Pamim, Tzarech Lasses Kesher, Di Isaka Daitach In Tzarech Lasses Kesher, El Lamata L'Seif Agdil, Hada Amri Bnei Rav Chiya, Gadume Techilas Kshirim, Mai, Hakivin Nifsek Adagdil, Mystery Ahu Kesher, Shib Seif Agdil, the Kivin the Mystery Ahu Kesher, the Mystery Agdil, the Ain Shom Gadil Klal, and there won't be a Gadil at all, Al Shemai Mino, Yesh Kesher B'chol Chulya, Hilkach Kimishtri Ahu Kesher, Miskayim Agdil B'shak Sharim, and Rashi continues, Eloi, although the Mashmois of the Lashon Eloi is referring to the Kesher that's closest to the Beged, however Zok Rashi, Hainu Ahu Kesher Tachtoin, and the Melamat L'mayla Kachashiv, Ba'oide B'kadumim Gomari, and the Chashemayim B'kadumim V'zeikvon, Havu Iyu Elyoin, therefore Rava refers to this Kesher as Eloi, not as the bottom Kesher, and we continue on Daflam Tesser Malalev, the Gemara tells us that Rava doesn't really have a Raya, as Dilma de Iktar, that it would be possible to say that although generally there would not be a requirement to have a kesher, al kol chulya v'chulya, and maybe the only time there's a requirement to have any kesher is only under kesher elyoin, as that's a halacha mishum Sinai, and even so, the Bnei Rav Chiya were able to paskin that gadume tchelish kshirin, as they were only telling us that in a case where someone actually have a kesher, ben chulya v'chulya, and therefore, even by having gadumin, they would not unravel the entire tzitzis, and all the chulyas, and all the braids, then it would still be kosher. However, certainly, even Bnei Rav Chiya would agree that if one did not make a proper kesher between each chulya, and then they had gadumin, then it would actually be puzzle, because ultimately all the sections and all the braids would unravel. And as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Dilma de Ikta, Kloimim, Magdit Tzarech Likshah B'chol Chulya, Dilma Hoda Am Bnei Rav Chiya, Hachi Kamar Im Kesher Kol Chulya V'chulya, Have a Gadumin Kshirin, Avu Bereiv Tzitzias, Leka Machshir Gadumin, then even Bnei Rav Chiya would not be Machshir Gadumin, the Reiv Tzitzis Enik Sharon, not Kol Chulya V'chulya, as if there would not be a requirement to have a Kesher Ben Chulya V'chulya, then most tzitzis would not have a kesher being chulya l'chulya. Therefore, if you have gadumin that are caught too close to a knot, then the tzitzis would be puzzle. The Gemara now continues, v'omer rabba, and some agurs v'omer rava, as the Gemara stated above, and therefore this seems to be connected with the previous sugya. We were just discussing various dinim that Rava mentioned. Our Gemara continues that Rava also stated, shma mina kesher oyin deraisa, the isal kedaych l'drabbanon, my itzuch l'mishri sadim tzitzis. Rava wants to bring a raya, then it must be that this halacha l'mishum Sinai, that one has to make the kesher elyoin by tzitzis, and Rashi explains that we're once again referring to the kesher that's furthest away from the beged, and that's below the braids, and it's right next to the hanging strings, or the psilim, or the raisa, and as Rashi states, halacha l'mishum Sinai, klaim a kesher echa b'tzitzis mi the raisa, and Rashi then clarifies that I don't mean to say that it's dafka the kesher that's below the braids that is the raisa, as Rav is only bringing raya, that one of the ksharim by tzitzis are the raisa, and olahachi nakan elyoin, and the reason why Rava discusses the lower kesher, which is the one that's closest to the strings, mishum di loy ovid al chad kesher b'sefer ovidlei shemekayim es agdil kulay, certainly would make sense that if someone's going to make only one kesher, then it would make it at that point, as that would actually protect all the chulyos, make sure that the chulyos don't unravel. And Rashi continues that it's the raisa that feel yochel lichrichrafa v'leskayim b'loy kesher yomim yomayim psula, and even if one would be able to wrap the strings very well and somehow stick the strings into each other in order to make sure that they don't unravel for a day or two, then those tzitzis would still be puzzle, as I will bring you raya that kesher elyon is the raisa, and Rava's raya is as if you will say that kesher elyon is only drabanon. I mean, the raisa, there's never a requirement to make any kesher and any double knot by tzitzis, though. So how could it be that our makar that asay dechelisa say from the smichas of the psukim in pasuk kiseitze that discusses klayim and then immediately discusses tzitzis, and as the pasuk states leisul b'shat nesemel pishtim yachdov, then the pasuk states gedilum tasseloch ala. We know that the only time that we see the concept of say dechelisa say is that there's no other way to be mekayim da say without being over on the lav. If we would say that there is no requirement to make any kesher by tzitzis, certainly one would be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis without being over on the iser klayim, as the only time one is over on the iser klayim is only when he actually ties the strings together and one makes a double knot. And as the Gemara states, pshita, as a teikas tkiv rachas in a chibur, as the Mishnah Maseches Klayim teaches us, that if one threads a needle and has a thread of linen through a wool beged, then he would not be oiv on the issur shatnez, since he didn't make any kesher. And as Rashi states, even Rabbanon lomelu mishri tzadim tzitzis dechsiv leisul b'shatnez v'samach leigdilum tasalach as pshita de muta, as we wouldn't need the chiddush of asay decha leisa say in order to teach us this halacha, as the din of klayim would not be relevant to this case of tzitzis, since the Mishnah teaches us hatekev tkifa tayfa tchiva achas ein chibor mishumahit tchiva shetech vachutu metalis ein chibor, and even even if one would thread his tzitzis through the hole of the beged, even if he would then wind the tzitzis around each other, but he wouldn't actually make a kesher, the chiyuv of shatnez would not apply. And therefore, Zok Rava, based on the smichas of the psukim from the pasha of shatnez and the pasha of tzitzis, that we learned the essay of the chalaisa say, Ushma minor, that kesher elyon is deraisa. We explain kesher elyon deraisa based on the pshat of Rashi. However, also, ayin the top tesis on Ahmed, diba maschal kesher elyon. Gemara now continues, Amrav barvada, Amrav ada, Amrav, imnifsach achut mei kore psula. As Rashi explains, that Rav is teaching us, even though we previously learned that kadumi trelis are going to be kosher, however, that was in a case where the strings of the tzitzis got ripped below the bottom knot and was not ripped above the bottom knot. However, Rav now teaches us that if the string gets ripped right at the ikar, right next to the actual beged, even though the string is not falling out of the beged, as lemaisa the other chulyos that are wrapped around the string, the ksharim being chulyol chulya, are also holding in the string, however, since the string is cut right next to the beged, so the tzitzis would be pasul. The Gemara continues, Yosef Rav Nachman v'ka'amala shmaitza, Rav Nachman was sitting and saying over this member of Rav Bar Adda, the name of Adda, the name of Rav, that him nifsech achut mei kari psula, and Eisvei Rav Lav Nachman. So Rav asked the following question of Rav Nachman, after Brisa teaches us, and initially when making the string of the tzitzis, there is a requirement for a share of tzitzis, which we initially stated was 12 thumbs, or 12 etzpois. The Brisa continues, b'med v'amur mitchilasai, al b'seifa shiar v'gadum of kalshu. When is there a requirement to have a share for each of the tzitzis? That is only initially when you're making the tzitzis. However, once you already made the tzitzis, then even if at a later point the strings get ripped and there's only shiarav or gadumov, then the tzitzis would be pasul. Rav held that when the brisa states the word shiarav or gadumov, it's referring to two separate cases, and therefore Rav asked, my shiarav or my gadumov, what are these two separate items of shiarav and gadumov? Therefore he explains, my lav shiarav the ifsik minayu vishtayim minayu and gadumov the gadum and gadume. And when the brisa mentioned a case of shiarav, that's actually referring to what we initially call gadumim, and the strings of the tzitzis were torn after the braids and after the bottom knot. It was only the hanging strings that was ripped. When the brisa mentions a second case of gadumov, that is referring to the case of Rav, that even if the string was severed right next to the beged, brisa tells us that it would still be kosher. Therefore, this brisa would be a stira to the halacha of Rav. However, Rav Nachman responds to Rav, loy chodik tani, that in the chenami, the brisa is only talking about one case. The only time that the brisa is teaching us that chutim would be kosher even if they were ripped is only if the strings were severed neath the knot that's furthest away from the beged. Only the hanging strings were severed, and the proper way to read this brisa is not shiar vigadum of kalshu, which would be mashma, we're talking about two separate cases. Instead, the proper reading of the brisa is that we're referring to one case of shiuri gadum of kalshu, that even if one only has a small amount of the gadumim and one is only left with a stub of the psilim and of the hanging strings, then the tzitzis would be kosher, which is actually exactly like the din that the Bnei Rav Chiya taught us, that gadum etchilas aksherin. Gemara continues and asks, v'leim gadumov shiar v'lamli, that if you're saying it's talking about one case, then why did the brisa just use lashon gadumov, and why did it say shiur gadumov? Gemara answers, hakamashvlan, the be'ina shiur legadumov, and the share is kedil anvan. The brisa was teaching us, if the strings of the tzitzis would be severed, as long as there's some sort of shirayim, and there's still enough of the psil and enough of the stub that one could make a slip knot, and the tzitzis would be kosher. And keep in mind that this part of Gemara is specifically going like the shita of Bam Duri that stated in the name of Shmuel that the shear of Gadumin is Kedela Anvon. However, as we previously saw, and Rashi holds that Lefi Rava, that Gadume Tzitzis or Gadume Tchilis would be kosher, even if there was only a Mashu, and even if it was not the shear of Aniva, certainly the Lashem Abraisa of Shiuri Gadumin Kolshu would be Mashma like Rava, that there is no shear for Gadumin. However, according to the shita of Rava, it would still be Shver. Why did Bryce have to say the Lashem Shiuri Gadumov? Why didn't the Bryce just say that Gadum of Kolshu would still be kosher? Gemara continues that we previously stated that we have two strands of Lavan, two strands of Treles, and then we put them through the hole in the Beged and we fold them over. Therefore, we have eight strings in total. Gemara now continues, Yas Rab Vakam Mishmei Rav. The Rab was sitting and said over the name of Rav, Chutchel Karach Ulamin Aminyan, that the string that you use in order to wrap around the other strings, that is Ulamin Aminyan, and that's considered one of the eight strings, and there's no requirement to have eight strings, whilst the shamis that will wrap around the rest of the strings. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Yisiv, Shmuel Amar V'lo Rav. Rabbi Yisiv said to Rabbah that you just said over this member the name of Rav, but you should know that this member was stated by Shmuel and not by Rav. And the Gemara now brings a raya to this, as it manami Amar Rav B'chana, Sochli Rabbi Yisiv min Usha, Mishmei du Shmuel, Echot Shel Karach Ulam min Aminyin. And we see, just like Rabbi Yisiv just taught us, that this member was stated by Shmuel and not necessarily Gamliel by Rav. Gemara now continues. Yosef Rabo Asama Geris Yosef Rabo V'Kalmish Made Shmuel. And although in the prior case Rab said over the member in the name of Rav, however in this case Rab is saying over a member in the name of Shmuel. Rab teaches us that although we will learn a bit later, Lechatchila, when one is making tzitzis, the upper portion called the gdil, which is the braided portion, should take up 1/3 of the length of the entire string. Since we previously stated that the initial length of tzitzis after the knot that's closer to the beged until the end of the tzitzis is 12 etzpa, therefore the length of the gadil would be 1/3 4 etzpa, and the area of the psil or the anaf or the hanging strings should lechatchila be the rest of the length of the strings, and it should be 2/3 of the string, which would be the shear of at least 8 etzpa. With a zok rabba in the name of Shmuel, tchela shekarach ruba kshira, b'dievet, if one did the reverse, 2/3 of its length was the gadil and 1/3 was the psil, the tzitzis would still be kosher. Gemara continues with a similar member from Abasiv, as Amalei Abasiv, Rav Amr of Le Shmuel. In this case, Abasiv told Rabba, once again you reverse the names, and in this case you said this over the name of Shmuel, and really Rav was the one that stated this memra. And it manami, Amr of Huna by Yehuda, Amr of Sheshes, Amr of Yumi by Abba, Amr Rav, Eile Shekarachu B'Kshira, and therefore we see that this is a member of Rav and not of Shmuel. The Gemara continues with another version of this memra, as although in the first version we said this over the name of Huna Rabbi Yehuda, however the Gemara continues, Rav Chiyah B'Ed Rav Nosson, Masne Hachi, Rav Chiyah B'Ed Rav Nosson had the following version, that Amr of Huna, Amr of Sheshes, Amr of Yumi by Abba, Amr Rav, Tchele Shekarachu B'Kshira, therefore we see that this is a member of Rav and not of Shmuel. And the reason why the Gemara is so medayik on exactly who said that over this memra is because the whole point of our Gemara is in order to say over something b'sham amrai, and therefore we want to be medayik exactly who is the one that said over this memra in the name of Rav. Our Gemara now continues to bring the memra of Rav, as Rav also stated, even though a bit later we will see that l'mitzvah amuvcha, one should make many braids and one should make many sections. However, Rav states that even if one would only make one section, one would only loop the shamus around the other tzitzis in one section, then the tzitzis would still be kosher. In addition, Rav teaches us, v'noye t'chila shlish gedil v'shnei shlishi anav, although Rav just stated that t'chila shekarachu b'tshira, however, that is only b'dieved. However, as we already mentioned, that l'chatchila, length of the gedil should be 1/3 of the tzitzis, the length of the hanging strings or the psil should be 2/3 of the length of the tzitzis, and as we previously explained, the kamashir chulya, what is the share of a section, when do we consider that something is braided in order to be considered a chulya? And as Rav stated, there's a requirement to have at least one chulya in tzitzis. The Gemara tells us, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Kadesh Yichrach V'Yishna V'Yishalesh, one must take the shamish, which is the longest string of the tzitzis, wrap it 3 times around the other 7 tzitzis. It is the minimum share of a chulya. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, HaPeches Le'ivches Misheva, V'Hamaisiv Le'yisiv HaShleish HaSrei. Rashi explains that this Braisa is teaching us, although Rav stated that in order for tzitzis to be kosher, even b'dieved, they has to have at least one chulya. However, the Braisa teaches us that as a mitzvah min amuvcha, one should have at least 7 sections, and one shouldn't have more than 13 sections. And as we already explained, the shear chulya is kadesh yichrich v'yishna v'yishalish. Others explain that our Gemara is actually not talking about the amount of chulyas. Instead, the Braisa is teaching us, although we just explained that the shear chulya is kadesh yichrich v'yishna v'yishalish. However, the Braisa is now teaching us that as a mitzvah amuvcha, one should have at least 7 turns, and the shamash should go around the rest of the tzitzis at least 7 times, and not more than 13 times. As we make our tzitzis nowadays, we wrap this first section 7 times, and the second section 8 times, the third section 11, for the fourth section, we wrap the shamash around the rest of the tzitzis 13 times. The Gemara now explains, HaPeches Le'ivches Misheva K'neged Sheva Rukiyim, since we know that the purpose for having tcheles is because tcheles is deim liyam, v'yam deim l'rukiya, and ultimately we think about the Kisei HaKavod, therefore the minimum shear is 7, in order to once again remember the Shemayim and to remember the Rikia. And as we learned from Masechet Chagiga, that there are 7 Rikiyim, similarly the Gemara explains, V'amosiv le'yosiv al shleish asrei, k'neged shiv Rikiyim v'shishar v'yirin shebineyim, and that is once again k'neged the Rikia, as there are 7 levels of the Rikia, and then between each level of Rikia, there are 6 spaces, and 7 plus 6 equals 13. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned the Braisa, and before we learned the Braisa, let us point out, Lefi Rashi and Lefi Taisis, we previously mentioned the Chachila, when making tzitzis, one should have 2 strands of lavan and 2 strands of tcheles. Rashi explains that one would make sure to have a longer string of lavan and a longer string of tcheles. When making the chulyos, he would use these 2 longer strings as a shamis, and they would wrap around the rest of the tzitzis. Our Braisa now teaches us, Kishu maschil, maschil b'lavan, as hakonof min konof, uchishu mesayim, mesayim b'lavan, mishum mail Shalom B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridin, that when one begins a section and will wrap one Hashamasim around the rest of the tzitzis, then he should start with the white shamas first. Then after he goes around all the tzitzis with the white shamas, then he will use the tchiles. Then once again, at the end, he will use the white shamas in order to go around the rest of the seven strings. As the Brisa explains, that since the Pasuk states, Hakanaf Psil Tchiles, and Hakanaf refers to the white strings, therefore, that has to be first, only for the middle portion would use Tchiles, and then finally, for the last one, you would once again use Lavan, and as the Gemara states, because Ma'ilam Mekadish V'loim Meridin, as Rashi explains, the Kivin the Akta Mekra Lemin Kanaf Shema Mina Chashvu, that since the Torah already spoke about the white string before the blue string, therefore we see that the white string is more Chashav, and Hilkach Imesayim Betchiles Havalim Merit Sefer Tzitzis Betchilasa, therefore we end off with the white string, and as Rashi states, right before the white lines, Umascha Lichrich Belavan, Ove Emza Kayach Shech Tchiles, the Chayzu Mesayim Belavan, as the Pasuk states, Min Kanaf Tchila Vachim Psil Tchiles. Rashi seems to be bothered that based on the way he just explained our Gemara, so Lichrich, why is it nowadays that we only have four sections and we don't have at least seven sections? And Zok Rashi, that nowadays we have four sections, as once we have four sections, then we will have five knots. Therefore, when one looks at that tzitzis, they will remember 613 mitzvahs, as the word tzitzis equals 600. If we add to that the eight strings and the five knots, so it equals 613. Gemara now continues, Rav Rabba Bachana, Hava Yasfi, Hava Kachala Vazalu Gavrin, Mechse Glima, Dekula Tchilta, Virami Le Tchilta, Ugedila Migdal. And the story was that Rav and Rav Abachana was sitting, and a person who was wearing a talish at Kula Tcheles was walking by. They saw that he had tzitzis on his beged. However, the entire length of the tzitzis were made of sections and were all braided, and he didn't have any part of the tzitzis that was hanging down as regular anaf and as a regular psil. And as Rashi states at the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Ugedila Migdal, Kol Tzitzis Tzitzis Gedil, V'loy Shaya Bo Anaf Klal. We continue on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara tells us that the reaction of Rav and Rav Babachana were exactly the opposite, as Omer Rav Yoy Glima V'lo Yoy Tchelta, as Rav stated, although he has a beautiful beged, however his tzitzis, which the Gemara refers to as tcheles, is not proper and are not kosher, and as we will explain in a moment, however Rav Babachana Omer Yoy Glima V'yoy Tchelta, Rav Babachana stated that not only is his beged beautiful, but his tzitzis are also beautiful and they're proper and kosher, and the Gemara is B'maika Mifli, that was the basis for the machlekes between Rav and Rav Babachana, and the Gemara explains, Rav Babachana Sava Ksiv Gedil Ksiv Psil, since the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of tzitzis in two pashas, number one in Pasha Shlach and number two in Pasha Kisetze, since in Pasha Kisetze the Torah only speaks about Gedilim, which is the breed of the tzitzis, and in Pasha Shlach the Torah doesn't mention Gedilim and only mentions V'nasnu al tzitzis akonah psil techeles, and only speaks about the psil, which is the hanging strings. So it must be this Torah is trying to tell us, or you Gedilai Psil, that either way that you make the tzitzis would be kosher, and either if you braided the entire length of the tzitzis, or if you left the entire length of the tzitzis as hanging strings, then either way the tzitzis would be kosher, and that's what Rav Bachana stated, Yoy Glima V'yoy Tchalta, whether Rav Sova Lo Ilam Psil Binon, and Rav holds that certainly you always need hanging strings, and you also need some part of the strings to be braided, and as we previously saw, there must be at least one section that is braided, and Rav holds about who Gedilim and Minon Hudasa, and when the Torah states in Pashkisese, Gedilim Tasalach, that is teaching us the amount of strings that we require for tzitzis, and as the Gemara explains, Gedil Shnayim, Gedilim Abba, Asay Gedil, Upasalayim Mitaychai, as Rashi explains that if the Torah would have just written Gedil Tasalach, then we would have already known that you require two strings, and since the word Gedil refers to a braid, even if you were to fold down one string, one could not make a braid, and certainly the only way to make a braid is only if you have a second string, therefore Mia Gedil Shtayim, and certainly we would already know that we require two strings. However, since the Torah states Gedilim, so the Torah is doubling it up, and the Torah is teaching us that there's a requirement to have four strings, and as Rashi states, Shiyosim Dal Chutim Bechura Talis, and Yoshiri Kaflam V'yasim Hen Gedil Yushmoina, once you place four strings into the hole of the Talis, and then you fold it over, so now you have a total of eight strings, and the Gemara states, Upaisleo Mitaychai, so Rashi brings two explanations, as number one, Upaisleo Mitaychai, Oisei Chut Shekarchba Yehimin Aminyin, that string that you use in order to wrap around the other strings should be part of the count. This part of the member of Rav is exactly as Rav Babachana taught us on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And as we saw, Itmanami Om Rav Babachana Sachli Rabbi Yeshua Min Usha Mishmei Deshmuel Chut Shel Kerech Oilu Min Aminyin. Rashi continues Lishnachinu Perslerom Yitaychai Tnei Psil Anaf Lamata. Not only does one have to have a braid, but there also has to be hanging strings at the bottom bottom of the tzitzis. And l'maisa, the first pshat of Rashi is a bit tzarech biyar, as an Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yisus said to Rabba that Shmuel Amr v'li Rav. And l'maisa, based on our Gemara, it seems clear that Rav also made the statement. And the Gemara continues, Amr Shmuel Mishmei Levi, that Shmuel taught in the name of Levi, Chutit Sema Paitin Mishal Pishtan, that if one has a four-cornered beged made of linen, then certainly, as we know, the two strings of Tcheles are made of wool, and as we know that Tcheles is dyed wool, and certainly we have a klal of Asei Deichaleis Asei, and certainly the two strings of Tsema of Tcheles would mix together with the Pishtim, and of course the Issa Klaim doesn't apply, but Shmuel teaches us in the name of Levi that the two white strings could also be made from wool, and they don't have to be specifically made out of linen, and as Rashi explains, Chutit Tsema Paitin Mishal Pishtan, Oysam Shnei Chutin Shalavon, Im Shal Tsemahin, Paitin Mitzadin Shal Pishtan, Im Matcheles, and as the Shita brings down a Girsa, the Rashi is bothered, Va'afagal to be in him in Kanaf, that even though there's a requirement that the string should be the same material as the corner, this beged is made out of linen, and if so, maybe the tzitzis should also have to be made out of linen. Zok Rashi, that we know that that's not correct, the Tcheles Amru, that certainly Tcheles is made from wool, Uvehed Yikasu Achmana, the Paita, and even so, the Torah states, even when you have a beged made of linen, you have to use two strings of Tcheles for the tzitzis, and therefore, Vishalav and Nami, Imshal Tzamehim Paitrin, Gemara now continues with reverse Shaila, as Ibailu, we had the following Shaila, Shal Pishtu Maush Yiftu Bishal Tzemer, if one has a beged of wool, would he be able to use linen strings for the two white strings? And as the Gemara continues to explain the Shaila, Tzem Bishal Pishtu Hu Depatar, that maybe it was only when one was using white strings in order to pata a beged of Pishtin, and as we already explained, the Kivin Tchelis Patra, Lav Nami Patar, that since we already find that Tchelis, which is wool, can be placed into a linen beged, therefore, similarly, white strings of wool can be placed in a linen beged as well, Aval Pishtin Bitzem Aloi, possibly one could not place linen strings into a wool beged, or Dilma, or would we say, Kivinich Sivle Silba Shatnes, Seven Pishtim Yachtav, and then the Pasuk states, Gedil and Tasalach, the Torah is teaching us that there's a din of Esse de Chalisa say, Loishnot Seven Pishtim, Veloishnot Pishtim Bitzemer, not only could someone place wool strings into a linen beged, but they could also place linen strings into a wool beged. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and we'll bring a riot to our second side, and Loishnot Seven Pishtim, Veloishnot Pishtim Bitzemer, and there is no issue making tzitzis in this manner, and the Issa of Shatnes would not apply, and the Raya is the Amr Chava Amr Abiyuda Chutit Tzema Paitim Mishal Pishtan Mishal Pishtan Paitim Mishal Tzemer, and he clearly teaches us that not only can wool strings pata linen beged, but linen strings could also pata wool beged, and Rabbi Yehuda continues Chutit Tzema Pishtan Paitim Mechal Mokoyim Vafilu Bishurayin, and since we know the reason that Shatnes doesn't apply by tzitzis is because you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Torah teaches us Esed Dechaleisa Sei, and the Itzav Klayim doesn't apply. Therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if a beged was not made specifically out of linen or wool, and for example it was made out of silk, that the chiyuv of tzitzis still applies, and if so, the issur klayim doesn't apply to such a beged, and therefore, in order to create tzitzis for the silk beged, one could even take tchelitz, which is wool, as well as strings of white linen, and tie them together in order to make tzitzis, and the issur of shatnes would not apply, and as Rashi states, paitur mechol mokoyim, mechol mina beged, vafilu b'shurayim, demaru tema shurayim p'turin, vavu klayim shloi b'mokam mitzvah, kamash blon, nechayovim, and the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that the mitzvah of tzitzis also applies to all other begadim and even to silk. However, the Gemara tells us, "Pligid Rab Nachman, this member of Rabbi Yehuda is chelik Rab Nachman. The Rab Nachman has shirayim, peturim, and tzitzis. As Rab Nachman holds that the only time the Torah was mechayev someone to wear tzitzis only on a four-cornered beged that is made of wool or linen. However, if the beged is made of any other material, then the chiyuv of tzitzis would not apply. And if someone would take a beged of shirayim and put in a beged strings of linen and wool, which is shatnez, then he would be oivon to isav shatnez as he's wearing shatnez shloi b'mokim mitzvah." And the Gemara continues, "Esvei Rav Rav Nachman." The Rav asked the following question to Rav Nachman, as the Brisa teaches us, "Hashiroyin va'kalach va'tzurikin kulin chayavim b'tzitzis." That if one has a beged made out of various types of silk, that there is a chiyuv of tzitzis, and if so, it is against Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman just taught us, "Hashiroyin p'turim la'tzitzis." And the Gemara answers, "Midrabanan." When this Brisa teaches us that silk requires tzitzis, that is only midrabanan, and certainly midraisa, a silk beged doesn't require tzitzis. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered that ihachi, if you're telling me that there is no chiyuv midraisa for a silk beged to have tzitzis, but if so, ima seifa, let us see the continuation of that braisa, as the braisa continues with kulon in regard to the chiyuv of tzitzis for these silk begodim, tzemem pishtim paitulan. And right now, in the Gemara's question, the Gemara's havmina is when the braisa states tzemem pishtim paitulan, Pishtim Ben, it refers to Tzema as well as Pishtim. The Brice is teaching us that when one has a silk beged, it will be mutter to place wool tcheles together with white strings of linen as their tzitzis, and the issa of klayim would not apply. And therefore, the Gemara is, Yama Bishlem de Raisa, Hayim de Mishtimu Klayim, Bishlem, if we would understand this Brice as Rava does, that there is a chiyum de Raisa or a silk beged to have tzitzis, therefore it makes sense why one can place tzitzis of shatnez into a beged that's made of silk, Ali'i Amrit Rabbanon. But if you're going to say that Rav Nachman's correct, that the chiyum of tzitzis for a silk beged is only with Rabbanon, then Hechi Mishtru B'Klayim, then how could it be that we would allow someone to make the tzitzis out of Klayim? And the Gemara answers, Ema Oitzema Oipishtim, that Eina Chinami, when the Brice stated Bekul on Tzema Pishtim Paitrim Ben, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to use shatnez, and just means that if one has a silk beged that is mechuyev to have tzitzis from Rabbanon, then one could make the tzitzis either all out of tzemer or all out of linen. But it certainly would be also to make the tzitzis out of linen and wool mixed together, as that would be an issa of shatnez shloi b'makom mitzvah, as there is no chiyuv tzitzis midraisa for a silk beged, and the chiyuv is only midrabanon. The Gemara continues, hachinami mistavra, that l'chayuv from this braisa we could bring a raya like Rav Nachman, that having tzitzis on a silk beged is only midrabanon, as the tani sefer, as the sefer that braisa teaches us, hein b'minon poitrin, shloi b'minon ein poitrin. One is allowed to use silk strings for silk begodim, but one is not allowed to use silk strings for a non-silk beged, and for example, for a wool beged. The Gemara now proves this point, as Iyam b'shlem drabbanon, hayim b'miftah b'minon, ali Iyam b'deraisa, tzem b'pishtim hudepatar, b'shlem, if a silk beged is only mechuyev b'tzitzim drabbanon, so it makes sense that one can use silk strings for a silk beged. However, if you're going to say that a silk beged is mechuyev b'tzitzim deraisa, then certainly the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis is either with wool strings or with linen strings, and you can't use any other chutin. And as Rashi brings down, that we learned is based on the smichas of the psukim, this Torah states, le'sil b'shatnez tzemer pishtim yachtov, and then immediately afterwards states, gedilim tasalach, and since the pasuk stated tzemer pishtim yachtov, and then stated gedilim tasalach, we learned that the strings of tzitzis have to be specifically made out of tzemer pishtim, and it can't be made out of any other material. However, the Gemara responds, imishum ha le'irya, we also can't bring a riot from this braisa, that the chiyuv of tzitzis for a silk beged is only drabanon, as kidirova, as we will understand the safe of this braisa, based on the din of Rava, as the Rava Rami, as Rava is the stira, as ksiv hakonov min konov, as the pasuk in Pasha Shlach tells us, hakonov, and we learn out that the strings of tzitzis has to be similar to the beged, and it has to be from the same material as the beged, and if the beged was made out of silk, then the tzitzis have to be made out of silk as well. And Rava holds that there's a chiyuv deraisa to have tzitzis on a silk beged, and Rava continues and is bothered to ksiv samu pishtim. However, as we saw, that the smichas of the psukim Pashki Seitze teach us that the strings of tzitzis have to specifically be made out of wool and linen, and therefore Rav is bothered, Haketzad, Lemaisa, we have a stereo between these two psukim, and therefore he explains, Samu Pishtim Paitrin, Beminon, Beim Shleim Minon, Shaminon, Beminon Paitrin, Shleim Beminon, Ein Paitrin. The Torah is teaching us that this special quality of wool and linen tzitzis, not only could they be used for wool and linen begodim, one can use linen or wool strings for any beged, and even if the beged was made out of silk, however, strings that are made out of any other material can only be used for a similar type of beged that's made out of the same material. And for example, silk could be used for a silk beged, however, silk strings cannot be used for any other beged, and therefore it's possible to explain that in a chenami, the Braisa holds that the chiyuv of tzitzis for silk is meduraisa. Even so, the Braisa teaches us, heim b'minon poitrin, shloi b'minon ein poitrin, and as we just explained, based on this member of Rava, and at this point, we don't have a raya to either tzad, we don't have a raya to the din of Rechov in the name of Rabbi Huda, that there is a chiyuv midraisa to have tzitzis for a silk beged, and we don't have a raya like Rav Nachman, that the chiyuv to wear tzitzis on a silk beged is only midrabanon. The Gemara now continues, Rav Nachman could tana v'Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Nachman who taught us that a silk beged requires tzitzis only midrabanon. It was like the following braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, the tana v'Rabbi Shmuel, hoil v'nerm v'godim b'ter yastam, that since in the pasha of tzitzis, the Torah states, al kamfi v'gdeyem, and doesn't specify what type of beged and what type of material the beged was made from, then in part of the Chalakasu Bechem and Samon Pishtim, however in Pashas Tazria, the Pasuk tells us, B'negei Tziras, that beged kiyah boi neged tziras, be-beged tzema oi be-beged pishtim, and we learn that just like neged begodim only applied to tzema pishtim, therefore I've called tzema pishtim, when we derive that only beged that requires tzitzis is only a beged that's made out of wool or linen, not a beged made out of silk or any other material. Mer continues, Om Abaya, v'haitan dvei Rav Shmuel, mafka me'idach, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that this Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that we just brought clearly taught us that any time the Torah mentions Lashon Beged, it only refers to Tzemer Upishtim, not to any other material. It's chaylik on the following Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, and hold that even though the Torah ben Negei Nigah Begadim only mentions Tzemer Upishtim, the Maaseh Tumah for Nigah Begadim applies to all Begadim. But keep in mind that even according to the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't necessarily mean that a silk beged needs tzitzis. As Abaye brings the other Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, and Pashas Tazria, when the Torah speaks about Nigah Begadim and it states the word Beged, and the Torah specifies that it refers to Tzemer Upishtim, so Ein Le'ele Beged Tzemer, we would think that any time the Torah mentions Beged, it means only Tzemer Upishtim, and it doesn't mean any other material. Minayin Rabbi Tzemer Gamalim, and how do we know that the Din of Nigah Begadim also applies to wool of a camel, B'Tzemer Novim, and also applies to wool of a rabbit, B'Noitzah Shel Izim, and also the goat here, and as Rashi tells us, Tzemer Shel Izim Kari Noitzah, that wool of a goat is called Noitzah, Lefish Ein Rach Kishat Tzemer, as it's not soft like other wool, and as the Brisa continues, and also, V'Kelech V'Sirikim V'Shireim Minayin, how do we know that Nigei Batim apply to various type of silk begodim as well? Talmud Loima Oibeged, B'Nigei Nigei Begodim, the Torah uses an extra word, the Torah states, B'Beged Tzemer, Oibeged Pishtim, and therefore we are Ma'aber, that the Din of Nigei Begodim applies to all types of begodim and all types of material, and Ayin Tezes U'Cholok and Rashi, and he learned that this Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is discussing Tumas Shratzim and the drushes from the Pasuk in Pasha Shemini that states, V'chol Ashiyipa Lo Mehem B'Maisim Yitma Mikol Kli Eitz Oy Beged Oy Orei Sa Kol Kli Ashi Asim Olachabem V'Mayim Yuvel V'Tomei Ad Ha'ar V'Tayer. And we will stop over here.